I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Once upon a time, well, more like now, actually, things were really... Extra Cheese is $2.
I'm T.
And I'm B.
And you're listening to
Fairy Tale Problems.
Fairy Tale Problems. This week's episode theme is Do the Right Thing. Now, we chose it. We've all seen this. I got to see it not too long ago. A theater near me showed it as a special screening, and it was fun visiting it again and seeing it on the big screen rather than in a living room in college.
Well, that's kind of funny because I recently bought like a projector. And I was like, oh, I own Do the Right Thing on Blu-ray. So I was like, oh, I should rewatch this for the podcast. So I like hooked it up and I was like projecting it on my wall in my apartment. So it's kind of like a mixture, right?
Oh, yeah. That sounds really cool.
So, it's like the best of both worlds.
For sure. But I got through I was like kind of dancing with Rosie Perez in the beginning because she was like life size. And that was pretty fun. But then, like, Robbie came home and I turned it off. So
this is a private time. I also got up and danced because I just felt led to, you know?
Uh-huh.
But my dog was looking at me and I'm just like, you know what? You don't have any right to judge me.
My dog also judges me. Like, there's plenty of nights where I'm just, like, dancing in my kitchen. And the dog's so confused. She doesn't get it.
Mom's drunk again.
Basically. So are you guys familiar with the show Designing Women?
I can't say that I am.
On the smallest of levels. Do they all work together and they're designers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's four Southern women. Two of them are designers. One's a receptionist. And then Suzanne, she just kind of sits on the couch. But I don't know. It's one of my favorite shows, like, honestly, right up there with the Golden Girls.
Wow. That's up there.
I wonder if it's in the same universe.
Well, it totally is. They would both be on Lifetime. So it would be like Designing Women would come on at 5:30 and then Golden Girls would come on at 6. So that's how I got introduced to both of them. It was like, for me, it's the same universe. It was after school.
Oh, nice.
Well, I mean, it was kind of like my grandma didn't give me a choice. Like, I had to watch Lifetime. So.
Well, that's why I love Oprah so much. I would watch Oprah after school when I was a kid with my grandma. You know, because it's like on right when you get home from school, basically. Get off the bus, go hang out with the grands, watch Oprah.
Yep, Oprah at 4. But yeah, so one of the characters is, her name's Julia Sugarbaker, and she's just amazing. Like, the Sugarbaker sisters are my favorite people, and she's like, they call her the Terminator. Like, she's just known for like cutting people down and like reading people.
A real Bea Arthur.
Well, see, yeah, so Bea Arthur is the Queen of Shade, and then Julia Sugarbaker would be the Queen of Reading People.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
Idols, yeah. So there's this episode, and it's season 3, episode 7. It's called Curtains. And basically, the girls, they get this contract to design a hotel, and they really need it. It's like a big break for them. Like, it's a really important job, and they get these really beautiful curtains from Textile City. Everything's just working out perfectly for them, but all of a sudden, Textile City, their workers go on strike. And it's this whole big thing, and basically, like, I just want to read to you, like, what ends up happening. It's pretty messed up, because these people are basically, you know, it's like slave labor, like, they're not making a livable or even, like, a minimum wage. So she goes to Textile City, and they kind of, the owner tries to make her feel bad, basically being like, oh, so when this hotel doesn't open, because she refuses to take the curtains after a certain point. It's like, when this hotel doesn't open and people can't work, it's going to be your fault. So this is what Julia tells him. That's a compelling argument, but there's a problem with it. It doesn't wash. Basically, that argument goes, it's okay to be unfair to a small group if that makes things run smoother for a large group. And it sounds good until you realize that it's always been the excuse for all the injustice in the world. You have to look out for that argument because ultimately we're all small groups and we're all labor. So until you wake up and take in that fact, Textile City ain't big enough for the both of us.
Impressive.
Damn.
Yeah, so while the end's really corny, I just really love that message that, I mean, I feel like, I mean, I think we all do it, you know, for so many things where just because it affects a small group of people and it doesn't affect a larger group doesn't make it okay. So I just want to urge everyone out there to do the right thing.
That is such a prevalent point, but in relation to the film, it's kind of the opposite. There's like very few powerful people in place. I mean, powerful as in they own the pizza shop, damn it. But there's a large group of people that they're serving, but they don't have a voice.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, like with regards to the film, I mean, Mookie, obviously, I feel like, you know, he did not do the right thing. But Radio Raheem should still not have died. So sad. R.I.P.
That was messed up.
The history of sex toys tells us about...
Did you guys hear that? I'm like pulled up a link because I was going to talk about something that it auto-played and the video said the history of sex toys. So that's embarrassing.
I didn't hear that, but okay.
There's a new vibrator that orders pizza for you after you orgasm.
Oh my God.
And so I was like opening the link, but it's just funny because I'm like, I mean, what if I was at the library?
People do worse things at the library.
That's true.
When's the last time you've been to a public library?
Oh, I actually go to the public library quite a bit because that's where I rent my DVDs from.
Oh, shit.
Same.
That's where I got Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, that is actually where I got Do the Right Thing. And Hocus Pocus and most of the other films that we've covered because I'm on a budget, you guys.
I understand. I just want to creep in because it's almost time for another segment, but I think that quote fits really well, and I like how you guys were able to like pull that together with the film, too. That's awesome.
Oh, well, thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Woo. Still got it.
I was just listening because every time I thought I had something to say, I was like, I want to just wait a little bit longer.
So where do we get this sex toy that orders us pizza, which I can't even get my boyfriend to do?
Adult entertainment company Cam Soda introduced the Rub Grub. What? Yeah, it sounds like I'm just like making up like a string of words.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it orders food after you orgasm, which I mean, it's just kind of like we're talking about pizza. And yeah, speaking of pizza, I just had read all of this like pizza related news that I felt was newsworthy, if you will.
I have trouble trusting my pizza news sources, so.
Well, this is from Adage.
Fake pizza news.
No, Domino's has unseated Pizza Hut as the biggest pizza chain.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
I think they deserve it.
Well, because they really stepped up their game in the past couple years.
It's true. I don't want to dominate a pizza conversation here, but I loved Little Caesars throughout college and before. But
wait, hold on. We have to save this.
Okay.
Brittany, say it.
Master Raiders! Wait, can I talk about Domino's really quick?
Yeah.
In college, my boyfriend at the time had a roommate, and he ordered Domino's pizza every single day. Do you remember that at all, Rob?
Oh, yeah. There was always the boxes.
The Domino's said, you know, at the end of the year, the place, the apartment, the, you know, fraternity that ordered the most pizza from them throughout the year, they would throw a pizza party with 100 pizzas.
Holy shit.
Guess who won that party?
I forgot about that.
But you want to hear something totally shitty? And maybe that's why none of us talk to that guy anymore. He didn't actually invite anybody. Like, it was him single-handedly ordering pizza every single day of the school year, sometimes twice a day, that got him the pizza party. But he did not invite anybody or share it with anybody.
What the fuck? How do you eat all that pizza?
Yeah, he was just like, whoa, I got all this pizza. It's so crazy. And we were like, are you for real?
But were you guys chipping in for all the pizzas that he ordered throughout the year? I mean, they were his.
We never had a... He never shared his pizza. You don't chip in for pizza that people don't share.
That's his pizza.
Hey, Tiana, you're telling me if you have 100 pizzas that you're not going to share with the people that you live with?
Bye, guys.
No, his skinny ass is like sitting on a recliner with like stacks and stacks of pizza around him. And he's like, can you guys take a picture?
Mom, I made it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Speaking of pizza, you guys want to rate some pizza chains?
Yes, pizza chains. Master Raiders.
Okay. This week, our hosts are rating pizza chains. I'm going to ask that since all pizza is good in its own way, that you rate these chains between 1 to 5 cheeses. 5 being the best, 5 cheese blend, and 1 being still edible and good, but not near 5 cheese blend. I'll go down the list.
Deal.
Number 1, Papa John's.
4. 4 cheese blend.
I'm going to give it 2.5.
You're like, I love all pizza, but I'm really specific about it.
Their sauce is really sweet. Their sauce is really sweet, and then, you know, political stuff. So 2.5.
Gotcha.
Oh, well, we can't drag politics into this because I would have problems with a lot of things.
If you can't drag politics into pizza, then what can you drag it into?
Good point.
I guess you're right. Well.
Now, Domino's.
Domino's has really upped its game, as we noted. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 cheese.
Yeah. 4 out of 5 for sure.
4 out of 5 cheeses. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've met some common ground. Now, here's a big one. Little Caesars is important. Just as my interjection on this, I just think they've consistently gone downhill since, like, the Bigfoot pizza, but they're still delicious.
Well, to counter your point is maybe your tastes are elevating because it's like it's not Little Caesars that's changed, it's you, Rob.
Damn.
I would, yeah, like as a child I love Little Caesars pizza, but you know, the older I get, it's like that little guy, he doesn't hold the same appeal as he once did,
man.
Little Caesars, you know, some of my friends and I have just determined this. I mean, on a personal level, you guys can have your own opinions, okay?
I guess.
Little Caesars is good. Like 5 minutes after, like within the 5 minutes, it's come out of the oven and they hand it to you. And then after like maybe 15 minutes, it's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you it's never good again.
Totally. And there are places that people will, even not Little Caesars though, but like places like locally owned pizza shops people will rave about, but can have that same effect. I don't know what it is. It seems like an anomaly when it comes to pizza.
It's the ingredients.
I was trying to figure out how to combine the word anomaly and pizza, but I couldn't do it in time. And I didn't want to leave you hanging.
So, Tiana, how many cheeses do you give Little Caesars?
3.
Brittany?
I'm going to give it a 2. 2 cheese blend.
I like that crazy bread.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we are not talking about crazy bread.
I don't know, but crazy bread has got to be a cheese in itself.
Well, the chain overall, right?
Yeah. Hey, we learn as we go. Next up, we've got classic Pizza Hut.
Duh. I give it a 4. It's like it rates, you know, well against its competitors. It's got its own thing going on.
4 for sure. I mean, and back in the day when they used to give out, like, weren't they giving out VHSs?
Oh, yeah.
And they used to have a pizza buffet kind of thing. Or like a salad bar or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they still got the pizza buffet, I imagine.
Iconic.
4 out of 5.
Rob and I actually were just recently discussing the Book It program. You know, you get that little personal pan pizza and you just feel like a king or a queen, depending on how you identify.
So much of our childhood is shaped in part by Pizza Hut.
By pizza. Oh, I thought you were just going to say pizza.
Pizza Hut specifically, like in Book It clubs, like what you said, Tiana, being able to deliver like VHS tapes that we probably wore out after, you know, rewatching and rewatching. Pizza Hut for a long time was the, like, at least in my neck of the woods, the family night food.
Oh, totally.
You know, yes. Friday night, you know, you order the pizza, you watch TGIF or the VHS that comes with it. That was the centerpiece. Kind of creepy to think about.
Also really great breadsticks.
Also delicious breadsticks.
Yes, good breadsticks.
Okay, so we've got a few more to go to, so we're going to power through the next 5, okay?
Okay.
Tiana, Sabaro.
4.5 out of 5, like.
Yeah, delicious. Brittany?
It's like mall pizza, so I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. Tiana, California Pizza Kitchen.
3, too snobby.
Ooh, yeah, good point. Brittany?
I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Tiana, CC's Pizza.
5 out of 5.
Brittany?
Yeah, CC's Pizza is legit. They don't have it out here, but it's something I long for. Pizza buffet!
Man, I do miss that too. And finally, let's go with Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a 2, for sure.
Where a kid can be a kid? I'm going to say 3.
You're being generous.
Let's do one more. How about Mellow Mushroom? I've actually ate there.
Well, you just recently ate there. What would you give them on Yelp?
Oh, shoot. Well, I didn't recently eat there, but I have ate there.
Oh.
It was one of those places where it's like, here's our great like place you won't be able to get somewhere else. And it was like, oh, yeah, this is good. So I guess 4.
Cool.
Have you had it, Tiana?
Oh, I eat there like every Monday. They have a margarita deal. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm into Mellow Mushroom, but it's like Southern.
I feel like I would eat there all the time if there was one near me, but it was one of those things where it's like, I have to stop by this place because I know I will never eat it again, and it didn't let me down.
Good.
But now I want it again.
You know, you gave 1 5 star. Excuse me. You gave 1 5 cheese, Tiana, but what's your favorite place to get pizza?
I don't really have a favorite because for me, it's like most things in my life. It's a matter of convenience. But I really love Pizza Planet and Toy Story. So I'm going to, can I choose that?
You can choose whatever you want.
So Pizza Planet from Toy Story is my favorite pizza chain.
Cool. Hey, Rob, where's your favorite place to get pizza?
I think I'm going to say Pizza Hut. And it's so hard for me to actually get where I live now.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, it used to be the easiest thing. Maybe that's why I covet it so, because I cannot have it.
So sad. B, what's your favorite pizza chain?
Gosh, it's hard to say, but you guys know Gumby's Pizza?
I remember it from college.
Yeah.
Well, I like their pokey sticks. So if anybody just offered me to go to any pizza chain, I'd be like, take me to Gumby's. Even though there's none near me, but I'd say take me to Gumby's.
I have one right down the street. They have like a stoner pie.
Oh, yeah.
What's on that?
It's got like mozzarella sticks and I think french fries on it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
My favorite memory of the stoner pie was like, sometimes you would call up and try and get a stoner pie like within a half an hour of them closing. And so, you know, they didn't want to like turn on the fryers again to like fry up a bunch of fries and mozzarella sticks and stuff. So they'd cut corners in some places, but then throw like a shit ton of pepperoni on it, or like the easy ways to add more stuff. You just get so much more of that. And I'd always feel bad because I'd be calling last minute, but also like knowing I would get a very unique stoner pie.
That's beautiful. So you guys feeling a little argumentative? You want a master debate?
Always.
T and B go head to head in a debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic, super hot days. For or against?
I'm definitely against. I can't stand it when it's too hot.
I love super hot days. Like, the hotter, the better. I want to sweat.
Weird. I cannot relate at all.
We're supposed to agree.
I don't like to be cold, but I'm like, oh, I can always add more layers. But at a certain point, you can only take off all of your clothes and be like sweating in your bed with 10 fans on you, and it's still too hot.
I totally understand that. Like, that's a very logical way to think about it. But there's always like a pool or a lake or a beach or a piña colada, you know?
Is there? I don't have air conditioning also. Like,
well, that changes everything.
Yeah, bitch, I was trying to say.
I'm talking about this from the perspective of someone that's living very comfortably. Like, if it's too hot, like, I can turn that AC on.
So hot days are great if you can control the hot, and cold days are great if you can control the hot.
Pretty much sums it up.
Oh my God, we're such Americans.
As long as we can like choose to live a little comfortably, both are decent.
As long as you don't, you know, throw a brick into a pizza parlor.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it's funny because, you know, they're starting to, you know, get intimate. And even when I was watching it, I'm like, oh, two attractive people getting intimate. Usually I'm not, you know, mad about it. But I was like, it's too hot for that.
No, honestly, like, if I am hot, like, that's one of the things. It's like, no, can't you see that I am sweating already? Don't touch me.
Exactly.
But it's never too hot for pizza.
I think I'm going to go get some pizza.
I know. Like, I'm like, where is the nearest Pizza Hut? You made me really nostalgic for the hood.
Yeah, I am upset that the closest Pizza Hut is inside a Target.
I hate that for you.
Sorry, Rob.
I appreciate it.
That was this week's show. Thanks for listening.
And they lived crappily ever after.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.